Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We certainly hope that you're having an awesome week. This past Sunday, we finished our series called Too Good to Be True, where we've been looking at these incredible promises that God has given to us in His Word. And our big idea for this series has been that Jesus keeps His promises, which is really fantastic news. This past Sunday, we talked about how, you know, all of us, we look out at the world and we understand that death is something that is really normal and it happens to everyone. And yet there's this strange intuition that we each have that death really isn't supposed to happen, that somehow it's not supposed to be this way, even though it, in our memories at least, it always has been this way. And when we begin to look in the scriptures, we see that God has given us these incredible promises. John 3:16 tells us that anyone who believes in the name of God's Son Jesus, God grants to us eternal life. And so we looked at Revelation chapter 21 this past Sunday in Mount Vernon, and we talked about three different things. We said that heaven is a place of uninterrupted joy, that heaven is a place of unimaginable joy, and that heaven is a place of unending joy. And I just want to talk really briefly with you about one of those. And I want to talk about how heaven is a place of uninterrupted joy. Because the reality is, when you look in the scriptures, you see that the Bible, you know, it starts in a garden, and Adam and Eve have access to the presence of God, and there's no death, and there's this incredible joy that is uninterrupted. And the Bible ends with a city, the city of God. And again, we have access to the presence of God, and we have just complete and total joy in Him. But in the meantime, we still have joy. Like there are days and there are moments that I have where I experience joy. And I'm sure that you too would say, yes, there are moments in your days and in your weeks and in your months and in your years where you experience joy. But the trouble that we all have is that because of the result of the fall, because of the result of the sin in our own lives and how sin has affected God's good creation, that even when we have those moments of joy, it never lasts. It is always interrupted. And what I want to remind you of in our brief time together today is that heaven is a place of uninterrupted joy. And I think that's hard for us to imagine because we've never experienced that. We've never experienced joy that just keeps on going and keeps on growing. But in heaven, God is going to truly allow us to experience joy that is uninterrupted. It will keep on going and it will keep on growing. And I want to remind you, if you struggle with the truth that maybe heaven will be boring. I was talking to my 10-year-old son about a month ago, and he said, "Dad, I'm kind of worried that heaven might be boring." And I had to talk with him and just say, "Man, if we know how to throw a party, certainly Jesus knows how to throw a party." And I don't know if you ever struggle with that, but a lot of times we think that maybe heaven is just this really, really long church service. And then we think about the church services that we've experienced and we think, you know, that sounds kind of boring. I don't know that I want to be in a church service forever and ever and ever and ever. And if that's a thought that you've had in the past, I want to encourage you. Heaven is not going to be boring. Heaven is going to be a place of uninterrupted joy. It's going to be a place of unimaginable joy, and it's going to be a place of everlasting joy. And it's not going to be one long, boring church service where you sing four songs and then sit down and listen to someone talk. That is not how the scriptures describe heaven. When you look for the descriptions of heaven, you see that it's compared to a wedding feast, so a really big party with really good food. And it's compared to earth. You know, it's called the new heavens and the new earth. And so I just want to encourage you that Jesus keeps His promises, and anyone who trusts Him, repents of their sin, and trusts His name for salvation, God has promised that we are going to live forever with Him in incredible, uninterrupted, unending, unimaginable joy. So let's take a minute and let's pray and just thank God for the incredible gift that He is offering to everyone through His Son, Jesus. Father in heaven, we do praise and thank you that through faith in your son, Jesus, you offer us everlasting life. And God, not just everlasting life, but everlasting joy as we fellowship with you, as we live in your presence and enjoy growing in our knowledge of you and our love for you forever and ever and ever. God, we could never thank you and praise you enough for the grace that we find in your son, Jesus. God, today, please remind us of our eternal destiny. God, please help us to be constantly repenting of our sin and placing our trust in your son, Jesus, who has secured for us eternal life through his death and resurrection. Father, we love you. We pray all these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. God bless. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.